Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, welcome back. A final hour on this Wednesday and a final hour of the week. Why? Because we're off, just like the rest of you. I am going to enjoy it. I am not going to apologize for it. I am going to take it. No work for your boy. Lots of watching football. No work for your boy. Coming up over the next couple of days. I do have to go to the game on Sunday. Unfortunately, it's a Sunday night game. That sucks. That really sucks. But whatever. Coming up at 4:30 today will be Virginia Tech Hokies basketball in the Battle for Atlantis tournament against Colorado State. You'll hear that at 4:30 starting this afternoon, and the Terps play really late tonight in Vegas after they got absolutely pasted last night by Gonzaga. But now, boys and girls, children of all ages, you know what time it is. It's time for all things AMAC as we take a wild spin through the executive producer of this weird-ass radio show's mind. And we do a little college football, little Giants. But first, I have a question for you, my friend, in lieu of fancy production. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day. This is our first Thanksgiving working together. So I don't know this about you.
Yeah.
Are you a sit-on-your-ass type of guy and do nothing? Or are you a cooker, a helper, a facilitator, a leader, a man among men in the kitchen and in your homestead?
I want to hear your guess first. What do you think? I'm intrigued by your perception of me in this moment.
I think you're a pretty good son. I think you are there to help mom and pops out.
Yeah.
I think you will actually get off your tuchus and you will help at least prepare some part of Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
And if you're not doing an abundance of cooking, which I don't feel like you would do, you are going to very much help out in the kitchen and clean up.
Wow. That is actually, you are right on par.
Really?
So, yeah. So I will definitely, I'll be cooking string beans, and I'll also be making a pitcher drink of, have you ever heard of a French 75?
No.
Yeah, I'll be making a French 75, which is like part champagne, gin.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I'll be making that, cooking some string beans, and I'll definitely be helping clean up. I'll probably be the main sous chef or whatever that's called, the kitchen cleaner, the main guy.
Yeah,
for that
it's not a sous chef, but I get what you're saying. You're going to be the guy that takes charge of the cleanup operation.
Yeah, I wouldn't say Busboy Brian says Busboy, Cowboy B says Busboy, because I'm not cleaning up after people. Mm. Like, we're all adults.
Right.
You know, so they can put
but
their plates
But you are going to do the,
dishes, yes,
or a lot of the dishes. You're going to put some of the food away.
Yes.
Like, not people's individual plates, but like the how does your family do it? So, like who comes over?
So this year it will be me, my lovely lady, my partner, her mom, and then my mom, my dad, and both my sisters.
So total of seven?
Eight. Also my mom's sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who does most of the cooking? Your mom or your mom's sister?
So usually we do catering for the turkey, and then everybody brings in like a side.
Oh, wait. Catering for the turkey. This is interesting. Yeah. Tell me more.
Yeah. So my dad, he goes to somebody at his church. They deep fry the turkey for him.
Oh.
You know, he cuts him off something a little nice. And
so he gets, through the church, he buys the turkey, presumably.
At the church, not through the church. Okay. Just like a patron at the church.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Does this kind of like B-Mitch style? Because B-Mitch does this to help out people.
Yeah.
Usually his buddies. I mean, he's invited me. Like, he'll just get the oil running at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll deep fry turkeys on Thanksgiving morning for those that, I guess, you know, either he likes or he trusts or he wants to help or whatever.
Yeah.
So your dad will buy the turkey.
Usually.
Have a friend deep fry it.
Mm-hmm.
He will bring it back to the homestead.
Well, the guy buys the turkey himself. Like all he does, all my dad does is usually does is pay.
Oh, gotcha. So the guy will buy the turkey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so the turkey is done presumably by, I don't know, what, 10, 11 o'clock or whatever in the morning?
Yeah. Either or they may do the night before, and then we just have like heating instructions the day of.
Interesting.
Yeah, but this year we kind of going non-traditional.
Uh-huh.
Didn't feel like doing it that way this year. So my mom just picked up like turkey breast from the grocery store.
Oh.
And we're just cooking ribs. Oxtails. My dad makes some good oxtails, so we're doing oxtail.
Now, this is what I came for.
Yeah.
This is what I came for. First of all, let's start with the ribs.
Uh-huh.
Beef ribs, pork ribs,
We're going pork.
St. Louis style? Ooh, that got a big thumbs down from Cowboy B.
I mean, you know, Cowboy B is very a very opinionated man, but, you know.
So you go, I mean, pork ribs, no questions asked. That's what you're doing. St. Louis style? What kind of style are we talking?
I'm not, Rooster, I feel like you are a connoisseur when it comes to food.
Oh, yes.
This is what I'm doing. So we do like, we do oven I have the instructions written down. Let me tell you how we do this.
Oh, yes, please. This is very important.
But
this is much more important than the college football weekend.
I mean, it's some exciting stuff going on there, too. Okay, so we do oven at 225 for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Or 250 for 2.5 hours.
Uh-huh.
And then we put it on the grill.
Ooh, yeah.
Super high for about 3 or 4 minutes. Or we can do the slow cooker. Slow cooker is we just get a crock pot.
Yeah.
Put them bad boys in there and let them soak for like about like 4 or 5 hours in the slow cooker.
Yeah,
and
see, I like the first idea.
Yeah.
Oven, slow cook them at a low and slow
mm-hmm.
in the oven.
Yeah.
And then put them and get them up to temperature. I mean, you could wrap them. I mean, that's a good way to go in foil, like with the sauce or whatever. Are you guys a big barbecue sauce kind of or dry rub or how do you kind of like your ribs?
Yeah, there's a long. I get a little brown sugar in there.
Ooh.
Someone told me about that.
I love that.
Yeah, a little brown sugar. We got salt, pepper. We got a little paprika, garlic powder, onion powder. So we do. I do a dry rub, but then on the side, you know, if you like a little bit of wetness on your rib,
I love it.
And you got a little barbecue sauce.
Oxtail too.
Oxtail
now,
too.
Now oxtail, like for those that aren't super familiar, I think I know what oxtail is, right? It's super tender meat, like in kind of. Am I right? It's kind of like roundish bones almost, right?
Yes,
like
yes. It's the tail. I believe it's the tailbone.
Okay.
The tailbone of an ox.
But it almost looks like essentially maybe not as big as, but like a donut where the meat and the kind of fatty, soft, like rendered meat is in the middle of like a roundish sort of bone, like almost like yay big,
it's
right?
On the outside.
Okay.
So the bone is in the middle.
Oh, the meat is on the outside of the bone.
Yeah, the bone is in the middle, and then the meat is surrounding the bone. And yes, it is it is a very tender.
Is there anything in the middle of the bone?
Yeah, I mean, you have like the gristle on the top.
Yeah, like marrow or whatever.
Yeah, like when I eat meat, chill out. When I eat meat, then I get down.
Guys, just try to have a sandwich.
No, I just have to. I have to be presumptuous about Brian because you know he can jump the gun and you know
he's a little bit aggressive. He can make the most innocuous, innocent statement look bad.
I mean, you don't make it. You make it very easy. Let's say that to make things look bad. I think they're straight up bad.
I think I'm being very kind today.
No.
I'm just curious how my guy celebrates Thanksgiving.
Man, I celebrate. I celebrate hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the drink that you make? 75 what?
French 75.
French 75.
Yeah.
Gin? Rose, champagne?
Yeah, a little bit of simple syrup and lemon juice.
Look at you.
Yeah, man.
Look at you.
I mean, it's gin and champagne, so.
Uh-huh.
Anybody at home who wants to make this, please drink responsibly.
Okay, so here's what I want. I'm not going, I wasn't invited to your Thanksgiving feast,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Lost in the mail, sorry.
Yeah. I'm still, I'll check the mail on Monday and see if the invitation is there.
Yeah.
I wasn't invited.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to crash your Thanksgiving feast. It's time for family, friends, what have you. I'm very proud that you're helping out.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been very disappointed in you
if I wasn't.
If you weren't,
you nailed it though. You believed in me and you got it right.
But I do want pictures.
Okay.
And maybe even a little video.
Okay.
Okay.
Lucky for you, I'm not naked while eating.
Yeah.
Like some
please
of our
don't.
Callers.
Please don't do that.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Please don't do that. I mean, your no girl might
sharing.
Like that, but please don't do that.
Yeah. No problem sharing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because yeah. I'm not naked.
Okay. So, at my homestead.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try this on for size because this is more important. I make a smoked macaroni and cheese. All right, ready for this?
Yep.
With rotini pasta, not elbows like everyone else does. Because you know I don't do anything like how everyone else does.
No.
Okay? I don't use a recipe. There is zero recipes that I use for anything that I'm a part of.
And see, that's how you know you're a real cook.
Okay.
See, like I try to cook and everyone in my house tells me I can't because I follow recipes. But
you do follow recipes.
I do. That's why I had to pick up my phone and tell you about the ribs.
So I would tell you this. I have been criticized for not using recipes because I can't often duplicate exactly the taste from one time to another. Meaning if I make a gravy or a sauce or something, I can't replicate it because I don't use recipes. I just kind of do what I do. I just kind of make it how I make it.
Mm.
And you just have to deal with it, whether you like it or you don't. And I'm not offended if you don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I can't tell you I sit there and go one third of, you know, tartar sauce or powder or what. I can't do that. I have no patience. So here's what I do. Smoked macaroni and cheese. Take the rotini, not the elbows, because it's wrong to use elbows. Buy a couple of packages of shredded cheese, different kinds of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Use salted butter, usually Land O'Lakes brand, salted butter. You use light cream, not heavy cream, light whipping cream. A little bit lighter on the fat, calories, all that, but still wonderful taste. Mix it all together after boiling the macaroni, right? Put the cheese in there. Then you top it with sizzling pancetta cubes. Pancetta, in case you're not familiar with pancetta?
I mean, yeah, you were telling us about it. I mean,
oh,
it sounds amazing.
Okay.
Yeah,
I couldn't remember.
Italian bacon, right?
Italian cubed bacon, right? Salty. It's got that bacon savory, but it's got a little bit of a flair to it because it's cubed. It's like small little cubes, if you will.
Mm.
Okay? And then you top the macaroni and cheese with that. And some breadcrumbs, okay, that you mix butter in, and then you put in the microwave, right, to get little that buttery crunch to it, and then you sprinkle that on the top, and then you throw that out onto the big green egg for about 15, 20 minutes. Magnifique! Magnifique!
We got a break soon, but yes. I can. You really do like cooking.
I do.
I can enjoy tell, it. Like your mannerisms.
Yeah. I mean, look. You start at, to look
get
at
a,
me.
You start to get an accent.
I do.
Yeah, like it. Like you.
I mean, it's what. I don't love cleaning.
Uh-huh.
I don't love the time that I don't have. I do enjoy making people happy through food.
Yeah. The times that I do cook, I do enjoy it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm with you. The cleaning is is not fun. And then finding the time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard to do. But
exactly.
When I do it, it's... I said do-do. When
doo-doo.
I do it.
Pause. Do you have anything on college football, Ohio State, Michigan real quick?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a weekend of chalk. Everybody,
really?
Yeah, I think it's going to go straight chalk. I mean,
kind of like the college football playoff rankings last night. Only one flip.
Yeah, in the top seven or something like that.
Yeah.
Miami jumped over.
I know.
Jumped over Utah.
Yeah.
So we'll see, and they're closer to Notre Dame. So we'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm. So you think though Ohio State gets off the schneid and beats Michigan?
Yeah, they have to.
I think this is the year too, right? I mean, they rested their top receivers last week to get them ready for this.
Mm-hmm.
Julian saying, Underwood kind of, I don't know. Does he really impress you yet?
I mean, he's a freshman. I mean, coming in and doing what he's done as a freshman is amazing. But then you got to look at last year. Like, this offense was, like, exponentially worse last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a win versus Ohio State, but...
The only thing I...
It's possible.
The only thing I wonder about is Ohio State, A, on the road in Ann Arbor, obviously, is a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But is Ohio State so tight because they haven't beaten Michigan in 4 years that it leads to a lot of uncharacteristic mistakes that bite them in the ass in a 17-14, 20-17 type of game?
It's a possibility, but I think that seemed like the consensus last year, where it was kind of like they were running the ball more, trying to pound Michigan, which is just advantage Michigan in 90% of those type of matchups. I don't care who you are, because of how good Michigan's defensive line and just defense overall was last year. I think this year they learned their mistakes and just Ohio State offensively, they're not explosive as they were last year, but they can definitely control the ball and then take those shots down the field with Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate that I don't think most teams can keep up
with. If they don't turn the ball over on their side of the field, meaning Ohio State, say 40 and in, I think Ohio State probably wins running away.
Yeah. And Julian Sand does a great job of taking care of the football. So,
Any other game real quickly that jumps out at you?
I think Texas A&M will be interesting to see. Arch Manning has been playing better.
He has been.
Yeah.
I guess I got to stop kicking him to the curb, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he still has a long way to go. I never thought he was terrible. I just don't think people were calling him a generational quarterback coming into the season. I have yet to get to that point with him, but he's definitely playing better. Texas A&M hasn't had a formidable opponent this far. I think the best that they've played is Notre Dame, and Notre Dame has come far since that matchup.
Yep.
But in the beginning of the season, I don't think anyone was looking at Notre Dame as a title contender. We'll see how Texas A&M handles Texas and Arch Manning, who seem to be heating up at the right time. And then I think also Alabama-Auburn. Now, Auburn isn't really a good team. They went to a new quarterback. I'm blanking on his name. DJ Durkin is interim head coach right now, taking over for Hugh Freeze. Alabama just has an Auburn problem. They needed a fourth in eternity last year to beat Auburn. We'll see how things go this year. So I think that one will be nice, but at the end of the day, I'm going chalk all the way down because all these teams need to get a win in order to, you know, solidify their spot in the college football playoff. Mm-hmm. So I think they'll get it done.
And we're going to talk about the Giants on Monday when we return, because guess what? Good news for you.
Jackson Dart.
Jackson Dart back at practice, still in concussion protocol, but that's a really good sign.
Full participant,
even though Jameis Winston has been playing his ass off. But good news for you, you get to see the Giants on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, and I wear my Giants stuff because I know how much you love it, because you can't do it as a Giants fan and cover the Commanders. So I'm just – I'll be wearing my Giants gear for the both of us.
I don't know what you're talking about. I grew up a Bills fan.
That's your cover. It's like – it's partly true because it's in New York. And it's close to, you know, New York City, close enough to New York City. So that's how you get off of like, oh, yeah, I'm from New York, but I was a Bills fan. But we both know. We've talked about your Giants mug and your Lawrence Taylor.
I don't have a Giants mug.
And your Lawrence Taylor jersey. We talked about this.
I have a Jets mug.
Yeah.
And I've never had a jersey before my Alex Ovechkin Black Screaming Eagles.
Yeah.
Jersey, which, by the way, now has a stain on it. I've got to take to the dry cleaners. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, coming up, our dual Super Sunday six packs. That's right. We have to do them way early because one of the games that I'm picking is tomorrow. And we're not here on Friday when we normally do them. But six games against the NFL spread, a 4-2 week last week, missed a 5-1 week. By a half a point. Boys, I just wandered over. I brought in SK, Sean, the boss's son, some donuts. He's trying to give them away. He didn't want he claims to love donuts. He's been sitting on the donuts for 3+ hours, not having one. Oh, I forgot. I finally made him take one. Then he offered one to his dad, our boss. He took one. And then he started saying, offering them around. And I said, why don't you go and give AMAC and Cowboy B one, or offer them one? And he said, who? And I said, you know, we exist over here on the other side of the aisle, on the other side of the floor. But he didn't know who AMAC and Cowboy B was.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. I was throwing the ball with him, like, all before our show.
I just think, like, he was kind of confused. Like, he didn't maybe know what we call you.
He probably knows me as the guy who loves Odell Beckham
Yeah.
Jr.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to
convince him.
Yeah, that Odell Beckham was. He doesn't even know who Odell Beckham was. That's the first time.
You tried the same thing yesterday to somebody in the control room after the show. I forget who you did. You were like something about Odell Beckham Jr. being the greatest receiver of all time in NFL history.
Oh yeah, Toby.
Like better than Jerry Rice.
Okay. No, I don't believe that. I would never say that.
I thought that's what you said.
No.
I don't know. I thought that's what you said. Let's get to Paulie and get him in here. We tried to get him in a couple of times, but he's such a busy dude that we didn't get an opportunity to get him in yesterday. So now we say happy Thanksgiving. Paulie, what's up, pal?
Hail to the W, man. Rufio.
Yes, Paulie.
Happy Thanksgiving, my guy.
Happy Thanksgiving
hey,
to you.
Happy Thanksgiving, man, my guy, man. Yeah, so biggest turkey in sports, man. You making this too easy. I'm talking to him.
Wait a second. You're saying I'm the biggest turkey? Wait, hey, you're saying I'm the biggest turkey in sports? Get lost.
You said look funny. Uh-huh. Talk a bunch of gobble gobble gibberish gibberish. You're describing yourself, my guy. Cantankerous Russell. Hey, look, man. You know, I got to have a rebuttal for my girl, Sabah. Hey, happy Thanksgiving, Sabah. You know, we love you, too. You know, but, man, I mean, we got to stop with this, with your conspiracy theories, man. You know what I mean? I mean, every time I hear Sabah talk, man, it's like I hear ding, 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 ding. You know, it's like a crime scene, man.
I mean,
killing it with this mess.
I mean, Dr. Sabah does have some wackadoo theories. There is no doubt about that.
Come on. There's no friction between Terry and Jaden Daniels, man. First of all, it was a preseason game that Terry missed.
Right.
All right. And you know, he had his whatever statements or points he was trying to make or whatever with the team and all that. Nothing to do with Jaden. As far as him. Terry being in Spain and Jaden not being in Spain. Well, you know what? They probably didn't want the man on the airplane for, what is it, a six-hour flight, seven-hour flight?
8 hours.
An 8-hour flight. They probably didn't want him on a plane at elevated, you know, conditions with his arm like that. You know, and he wasn't doing nothing. It's not like he's practicing anything. On the contrary, Terry was practicing. He was getting, because they were ramping him up. They was ramping him up, so he needed to be there to practice. Right? So, and as far as a friction between Jaden and the team because he's not playing, that's crazy too, man. Okay, he's in all white. What does that mean, man? Everybody in that stadium knows who Jaden Daniels is and know that he's the face of the organization, man. Like, most players wear their jerseys and team gear to events and things like that because most of the people don't know who they are. If they don't have a jersey on, because they can't see their face because they got helmets on. Or they're in the front office of that manner. Something like that. Right? And the reason why he wasn't there at practice, like whatever you was trying to say, and you said, well, Luke McCaffrey was, you know why? Because those guys are injured. If you're going to have anybody miss anything, to represent the team, you're going to ask the injured players.
Well, exactly. And obviously, I mean, you know, first of all, Jay, as we know, is the face. Secondly, whether it's the Jaden Daniels Foundation, whatever, I don't know anything about that. But most importantly, as soon as I saw him show up at that event yesterday, I mean, that probably indicates as much as anything, even if we didn't know that he hadn't been cleared for contact, that I doubt Jaden would be doing that event. And that they would ask him to do that event because he'd be in the building with the coaching staff. Like, that's what quarterbacks do.
Right, and for all we know, it could have been a last-minute ask for
him. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It could have been something at the last minute. It was like, well, you know what? Why don't you go ahead and go out there and represent us. You know, you're not missing that today.
Yeah.
You know, it is not like, you know, you're going to be playing or we're installing some new offense that we need you to see. You know, just go ahead out there and represent the team for us. Now, Sabah, because I do love you, Sabah, you my girl, you'll always be part of this family. I will give you credit for this. I've been trying to tell you this for the past month. I will say this. You were kind of right about Cliff run, 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 running Jaden into the ground. You did say that. And he sure enough has done that this year. It leads me to another point about, you know, Jaden coming back and playing. I was all for him coming back to play when he's cleared to be 100% to play medically and physically to play. I was all for it. But talking to my man G for the shot, shout out G, you know what I mean? He made a good point. Like, he made a good point. He said, we can't trust Cliff Kingsbury to protect him from getting injured again. And I said, you know what? Up until this point, I didn't agree with you, but you know what? You're right. We can't trust Cliff because the evidence is there. You know, you go back to preseason last year, running him on a read option on the goal line.
Yeah.
Go to the Tampa game, running him on the goal line. Go to this year, you know, them leaving him in the game, still running him in the Green Bay game. You go this year against Seattle, the end of that game. When he came back against the Chargers, six straight passes, the first run of the game was a quarterback power run.
Yep.
You know, so in saying all that, it kind of swayed my opinion a little bit. Like, you know what? I told you, I said, man, if you was on trial, you know what? You just got your one juror. Because I think you're right. We can't trust Cliff.
You might end this in a hung jury. Paulie, I got to run. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the fan, man. Always appreciate you, okay? Thankful for you. All right, that's my guy, Paulie, in the 757. All right, we got to take a timeout. Final trending alert of the afternoon. Don't forget, we got our dual Super Sunday six-packs. That's right. Unlike the youngest in charge, we only do them once a week. One day, two in one segment. Next on the Team 980. All right, we'll start with some Thanksgiving Day football news. Josh Jacobs of the Green Bay Packers expected to return for the early Thanksgiving afternoon game in Detroit after missing last week's win for Green Bay over the Minnesota Vikings. Meanwhile, Trey Smith, amongst a couple of others for the Kansas City Chiefs, ruled out. Tyler Guyton ruled out for the Cowboys as they play the Chiefs and Cowboys do at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. Of course, Joe Burrow expected to make his return against Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens tomorrow night in the third of the Thanksgiving games. The Broncos are here on Sunday night. Jaden Daniels returning to the practice field, but not cleared for contact. The Broncos have reached contract extensions with starting center Luke Wattenberg and as well Malcolm Roach, one of their defensive tackles. That is their third contract extension the Broncos have done in the last week, including kicker Will Lutz getting a deal done. Again, Broncos and the Commanders, 8:20 or so from Northwest Stadium on Sunday night. And from baseball, the Los Angeles Angels and Anthony Rendon, World Series champion, of course, in 2019, are in talks to buy out the final year of his seven-year, $245 million deal. Rendon, out for the entire year last year, is expected to retire after dealing with hip surgery. He's owed $38 million in 2026. And that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com.
We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, we're starting to wrap things up here on a busy Wednesday. A lot of our regular features that are on Friday on this Wednesday because we're not here Thursday and Friday. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Appreciate you all. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting the show. Thanks for supporting the radio station, Odyssey DC, all of that. Hope you have a very safe, happy, and healthy Thanksgiving and can actually enjoy it without the Commanders being there to schedule and ruin it. Anyway, now you know what time it is. Our final full segment of the week. It is time for one, that's right, one. We do two of our Super Six Packs in one segment. That's right. Six games against the NFL spread, including every week the Commanders, every week that they play. And then six teams ranked 1 through 6, the way I see it, in the NFL entering week 13. That's coming up. First, the picks. Last week, 4-2 on the week. We ironically lost the Detroit Giants game, had Detroit minus the 12.5. They won. They did not cover. We missed Kansas City, Indianapolis by a half a point. KC won. We had them minus the 3.5. They won in overtime on a field goal. All right. 4-2 on the week. We are 34-26 going into week 13. A couple of weeks we didn't do the picks. Here we go. First game tomorrow afternoon. Ford Field in Detroit. Yes, Josh Jacobs is back. But the Detroit Lions may have found something in terms of Jahmyr Gibbs just carrying the load. Now, nobody should expect Jahmyr Gibbs to do what he did last Sunday against the Giants. The Green Bay defense is better. They're better tackling. They're better in every way. But Green Bay has been so inconsistent. They've usually played down to their level of opponent. They've usually played up to their level of opponent. This is a game that they're going to have to play up to the level of the opponent. But here's the bottom line. It's hard to trust Jordan Love to play well enough in this game to outscore Jared Goff and the Lions at home and the Lions' rejuvenated defense. I mean, we know down the stretch last year they couldn't stop anybody because of their injuries. Give me Detroit minus the 3 at home against Green Bay for game one of our Super Six Pack. Game number 2, Friday afternoon. I don't like to call it what everybody else calls it. It's the day after Thanksgiving for me. I don't know why. I'm weird. It's the day after Thanksgiving. After you do all your shopping, 3 o'clock Eastern, I believe, Lincoln Financial Field, the Philadelphia Eagles against the Chicago Bears. The Eagles are 7-point favorites. Their offense fell asleep after putting up 21 straight points with some benefits. Never to be heard from again. The Bears are getting healthier on defense. The Bears are getting right, for the most part, on offense. Yes, Caleb Williams is still erratic, still inconsistent, but he makes enough plays. He makes enough plays in enough spots. On the road, I think this Philly team is a little bit bamboozled right now. They have no idea how they lost that Dallas game. Sure, they should come into this game furious and at home, right? Maybe they do win. Maybe they win by 3 or 4. Give me the Bears. The Bears! Plus the 7. Plus 7 against an 8-3 team. Plus 7. Huh? That line smells fishy. Game 3 of our Super Sunday six-pack. The San Francisco 49ers. Short week at all the way out to Cleveland to take on Shedeur Sanders, who says, not very confident at all. Yes, Myles Garrett and that Cleveland pass rush could make Brock Purdy's life miserable, but this isn't the Las Vegas Raiders and Chip Kelly and a left tackle nobody's heard of. This is Trent Williams and the 49ers. The 49ers defense under Robert Saleh should absolutely put Shedeur Sanders and the Browns offense in a blender. Give me the 49ers, -4.5, short week, long travel and all, in Cleveland. San Francisco, -4.5. Another road team, as they get C.J. Stroud back, the Houston Texans, plenty of rest. Remember, they played last Thursday night against the Bills. Their defense was dominant, 8 sacks. Now they go on the road to Indianapolis to take on Indiana Jones and the Temple of Colts. I think the Texans' defense is tremendous. I don't think anybody would question that. I think the Texans can hang in there. Colts might win. I like the Texans, though, to win outright, but definitely give me plus the 4.5 for Houston in Indianapolis. Game number 5. Back from the bye. The Miami Dolphins at home. Give me, even though New Orleans has their new place kicker, Cade York, give me the Dolphins. Squish the fish, baby. -6 over the New Orleans Saints. And our final game of week 13 in the NFL, as we mentioned, we always pick the Commanders game, whether we like it or not. Denver and Washington, Sunday Night Football. The Broncos refortifying their offensive line. The Broncos, most sacks in the NFL. Marcus Mariota has never met a third down sack he didn't like. Give me the Denver Broncos, -6 on Sunday Night Football over the Washington Commanders. So Detroit -3 against Green Bay tomorrow afternoon. Bears +7 in Philly on Friday afternoon. San Francisco -4.5 over Cleveland. On Sunday, on the road, short week and all. Texans +4.5 over the Colts in Indianapolis on Sunday. Miami -6 over New Orleans. And Sunday night, Denver -6 over the Washington Commanders. My top 6 teams in the NFL entering week 13. We don't count them down, we count them up. The Los Angeles Rams were number 1 last week. They are number 1 this week. That's easy. The Seattle Seahawks were number 2 last week. They're number 2 this week. The New England Patriots were number 3 last week. They are number 3 this week. So the top 3 does not change. At number 4, we have a change. The Chicago Bears replace the team that they try and beat on Friday afternoon, the Philadelphia Eagles at number 4. The Eagles slide out of the top 6 because the San Francisco 49ers slide up from 6 to 5. By virtue of their Monday night win over Carolina, and the Houston Texans, after their Thursday night win, replaced San Francisco at number 6. So Houston is in. The Rams, Seattle, New England, Chicago, San Francisco, Houston, 1 through 6 in the other part of our Super Sunday six-pack, right here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Dumb Dumb of the Day next to wrap it up. It would help if I turned on my microphone, huh? Why don't you nominate me the Dumb Dumb of the Day? Sometimes I get a little excited. What did G from the shop say back in hour number 1? I don't know.
I don't know if we can repeat that.
Yeah, I don't know if we could repeat that either. So here's the deal. Here's what I'm going to do. My gift to you. In a sea of stupidity, a country, a world of dum-dums, I am going to give you a break. We are not going to celebrate stupidity today. Why? We're going to celebrate Thanksgiving. We're going to celebrate Thanksgiving by thanking you for listening, thanking you for interacting with the show, however you choose to do it, on the phones, tweets, just by listening to the radio station, what have you. We're going to thank you for being a part of the show, for being a part of the family, for being a part of the culture, for being a part of the fabric. We're going to thank you for being you. And we're going to appreciate you, even though some of you annoy me, even though some of you drive me crazy. I want to thank you, each and every one of you personally, for being a part of the show, for supporting what AMAC and I, what before AMAC, Mad Max, before Mad Max, Matty Ice, and so many different iterations of this show. You know one thing in radio, it's not for long, right? Don't know when your last show is going to be. And there's lots of reasons for that. There's lots of things that can happen. So, because you never know, I just want to say thanks. I just want to say thanks to you for making my life more entertaining and for allowing me to do a job that I enjoy doing. I hate traffic. I love doing radio. There's still something about radio. Even as much as they try and hurt it, there's still something about radio that I love. There's still something about radio that's awesome. And there's still something about radio that I'll enjoy forever. So thank you. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for allowing me to do what I do. Thanks to CK, Odyssey DC, Ivy, all of our sales and promotion staff, Wendy, for always, keeping the lights on, supporting us, allowing us to do what we do, right? I have some of the best work colleagues. We don't always love each other. We sometimes fight like brothers and sisters or brothers and brothers. We bust each other's chops. We have a lot of fun. We have a lot of laughs. I mean, I don't take this very seriously. I take the entertainment very seriously. I don't take the material and the substance very seriously. I've learned how to do fun radio and not box score bingo radio. And I appreciate that you guys allow that and don't complain all that much. And last but not least, I want to thank AMAC for all the hard work that he does that you guys don't get to see, that you guys don't know about, cutting up every show, every hour, every segment, labeling it, editing it, staying here long after the show, after working all morning, after being up since 5:30 in the morning. So thank you, AMAC. I appreciate you and everything that you're about. Cowboy B, who's gone, appreciate him as well.
Appreciate you too, Rooster, man. It's an honor and pleasure.
My guy. And I want everybody to have the best happy Thanksgiving that you can possibly have, right? Don't do anything stupid. If you're going out tonight, because it's one of the most popular nights, if not the most popular night to go out, take an Uber. Take the train. Don't get behind the wheel drunk. Have fun. Enjoy. Don't do anything stupid to yourself or to anyone else. Enjoy the food tomorrow. Enjoy the football. I'll see you all Sunday evening at Northwest Stadium. Follow me on Twitter and X at WrestleMania621, on Instagram at ChrisRussellDC. Again, thanks to AMAC. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Virginia Tech basketball at 4:30 right here on the Team 980. Adios.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.